This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Is it too soon to begin talking about next year in a multi-year drought? Too bad, as I will. Our subsoil moisture reserves no longer exist. They were never fully recharged last year, making us too dependent on rain during the critical growing season. Enzo models now favor La Nina returning, which would extend the dryness into fall and winter. The 90-day NOAA forecast is for the current drought-stressed region to stay that way through October. There would be little recharge. Snow adds little through winter as most snowmelt runs off frozen ground. We would get into spring again, hoping for a wet spring to aid soil moisture recharge. I've talked about a multi-year drought, and this pattern would appear to support that. Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor has targeted 2025 for the worst of it. They will boost acres again this fall in Brazil, but against some limits. Their 2021 safrinha corn crop failed, which was supposed to be their big moneymaker, so they did not cash in as much as expected on high prices. They will be the first to engage with much higher input costs. Brazilian farmers are capital-strapped with less access to affordable credit than here. New land brought into production in Brazil is a lot like South Dakota, west of Sioux Falls. Yield potential on new land down there starts out low and improves with crop history as fertility and organic matter is built. They can add 5% to acres and still have no guarantee of higher production in a La Nina year. The drought in Argentina, now called a 100-year drought, is still so bad that river levels have not recovered. That would appear to match up with Elwin Taylor's 89-year drought cycle for us here. There should be a once-in-a-century drought period here in the United States, too, already is out west. A return of the La Nina would not be good for crops in either hemisphere. Last year, China was able to steal U.S. crops from farmers before most farmers were told about their demand. USDA sure didn't clue farmers in on stronger demand ahead of time. They report demand well after the fact rather than forecast it. Nothing appears to have changed in that regard. End users take advantage of the lagging USDA reporting processes. The Chinese have been bad-mouthing the markets, hoping to break the Chicago border trade so they can get a better buy point again. Our local corn market at the ethanol plant has improved their basis in nickel 3 times in the last couple of weeks, so that losses in corn futures are erased in the cash market. They also extended that basis, $1.05 over Chicago border trade, into mid-September delivery. Old crop supply here is finite, and new crop condition is deteriorating. Our Brazil update. Brazil's soybean exports are continuing to slow down following the boom in exports in the first half of the year. Soybean exports year-to-date have reached 73.6 million metric ton compared to 72 million metric ton last year at this time. Last year at this time, soybeans were half the price they are now in Brazilian currency. Many farmers rushed to lock in those prices, only to see prices double in the subsequent months there. This is making farmers extremely hesitant at making additional sales, leading to slower than average soybean sales for the year so far. Approximately 22% of Brazil's old crop soybeans are unsold and are in pretty tight hands. Assuming planting season begins on time, they now have until January, until the next soybean crop hits the market, to time additional sales during the period of low stocks. Prices at the port are $15.18 a bushel. USDA has pegged Brazil's next soybean crop at 144 million metric ton. Depending on how the weather turns out, their soybean crop could move 5 million metric ton higher or lower. The first estimate came in at 99 million acres, then they raised to 100 million, and now some see them heading to 101 million acres. Even with an increase in input costs and assuming decent rainfall, farmers can still expect healthy profit margins. It is in their best interest to plant every acre possible. Brazil is in the back end of their dry season, where we see August with little to no precipitation. This can lead to an increase in natural vegetation fires across the country. In an ideal weather season, we should see rainfall begin to pick up in some areas next month, with the rainy season hitting its stride in late October, early November. Current weather systems show a strong likelihood for La Nina to occur again, similar to last year, as ocean temperatures remain cool. This would indicate a potential repeat of last year with later than normal plantings as farmers wait for the rainy season to pick up again. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.